Our reading today starts with that story of King Nebuchadnezzar having a dream. But before we dip into this message, I want us to have a quick recap on chapter 1. King Nebuchadnezzar invaded Jerusalem, takes off quite a large number of people back to his country in Babylon. He selects men of nobility, young men without defect, handsome and an aptitude for learning, and places them for 3 years in a type of university environment where they're there to learn language and literature of the Babylonians. And as part of that, the king assigned them food from the royal table. But as we know, Daniel and his friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah resolved not to defile themselves of the food from the king's table. So they said to the guard that was guarding them, "Why not give us vegetables for 10 days and test that if we're going to be okay?" And at the end of the 10 days, they looked more healthier, more nourished than any of the other guys that were there. And at the end of the 3 years of study before the king, they came and they were presented to the king, and the king questioned them. And they were found to be 10 times brighter than any other of the guys and the legal the advisors that he had throughout Babylon. And so they became part of the king's household. So we come to our text this morning, that sense that Nebuchadnezzar was having dreams that had been really troubling him, kept him awake. I suspect he was afraid to go to sleep because of the dreams were so troubling him. He didn't know how to handle them. I wonder here, does anybody dream? Do we all dream in some shape or form? I don't know about you. Sometimes I have a dream and I wake up in the morning, but I cannot remember what it was. Do you often get those? Or that sometimes I have a very vivid dream and I wake up thinking about that dream. And other times I can dream the same dream time and time again. Do you get that as well? Occasionally? That sense that dreams, well, I believe God speaks to us in dreams, just as he did to Nebuchadnezzar, who was a pagan, who wasn't a Christian, but God revealed the future to him. There are a number of stories of Muslims that God has spoken to in dreams, and they've found faith. This is not a Christian coming alongside and speaking to a Muslim. This is God revealing himself in a dream to Muslims and them finding faith. It's incredible the stories that are coming out where this is happening, where the move of God is at work. So Nebuchadnezzar has this troubling dream, and he asks his magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers to tell him what his dream was and to interpret it. I suspect if that was today, perhaps they would ask the economists and the psychologists, maybe Lauren Koonsberg or Robert Preston or even Piers Morgan, to try and tell them what the dream was. I think Nebuchadnezzar was being quite astute, knowing that his advisors had misled him. Previously, in verse 9, it says, in which King Nebuchadnezzar says to them that you have conspired to tell them him misleading and wicked things. So he tests them by saying, well, you tell me what my dream is and you interpret it. I'll reward you with many gifts and great honor. But if you don't tell me, I'm going to put you to death. In fact, I'm going to take everything that you own and I'm going to destroy it. There's the choice. And in verse 11, they say to the king, King, it's too difficult. We cannot do this. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods. And the gods do not live among the humans. But as we know, they could not tell the king his dream. And so the death sentence was issued to all those wise officials, those that spoke into the king's life. because they could not interpret the dream. Now, if I was to stand up here and say, right, can you tell me what I'm thinking right now? It's pretty difficult, isn't it? The challenge the king gave in the natural was physically impossible. Am I right in saying that?
Yes.
It was. Physically impossible. Jean, I cannot tell you what your dream was last night, can I?
No.
Probably because you didn't have one. But, but Daniel and his friends were caught up in these advisors that were going to be put to death. So Daniel went and spoke to, what was the guy's name? I've forgotten it now. Where are we? Arioch, the commander's guard, king of the king's guard, and said, look, you know, tell me what's going on. Why am I going to be sentenced to death? What's happened? It's out of my control. Arioch explains what happened, and so he goes to the king, and he says, King Nebuchadnezzar, grant me some time, because I will interpret your dream. Well, there's a bold statement in itself, isn't it? I will interpret your dream. Who's bold enough to go and do that? But Daniel knew that his God was faithful. He knew that his God would see him through. So we see this step up of faith that Daniel took to say, yes, I know that my God can answer your question, where all the earthly advisors have no chance. My God can step in. And so we see Daniel go back to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, or as we know in the next chapter, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they go and they plead before God. They plead before God. And he said to them, and he urged them in verse 18 to plead for mercy from God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men from Babylon. And during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. So Daniel had that revelation where God revealed what the dream was. And the next thing we see Daniel doing is praising God, giving thanks to God. Why do you think that was? Well, I think it was because God answered his prayer. As we've heard this morning with the answered prayers that we heard through testimony, that we rejoice in the goodness of our God. We say thank you for answering the prayers that we offer in faith. And Daniel's not is just the same. He's giving thanks to God. Reminds me of the prayer of Mary that we read in the New Testament, where she was told that she was going to be pregnant, and she sings that wonderful song in Matthew that is recorded. And so Daniel speaks these words of life. I give thanks to God. Praise be to the name of our God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. And then he goes on to say, in verse 21, he changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and rises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. So no matter what's going on around the world, God is still in control. Do you believe that? Do you believe that, church, this morning? That no matter what is going on around the world, God is still in control. Whether that's in Iran with the president there, or whether in North Korea with Kim Jong-un, God is still in control. He is still working out his purposes, and his purposes will be fulfilled. Daniel revealed the dream, the second half of this chapter, which we haven't got time to dig into this morning. Daniel revealed the dream to Nebuchadnezzar. And after he had revealed the dream to King Nebuchadnezzar with the interpretation, the king falls prostrate before Daniel and pays honor to him. And then in verse 47, he says this, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you are able to reveal this mystery to me." And so he appoints Daniel to high office in the province of Babylon, and his friends were placed as administrators in the same province. That sense that God was faithful as Daniel stepped out. Daniel took a risk, I think we could say, didn't he? He took a big risk, a risk that would either see him die or see him live. He took that risk because he trusted in God. He knew his God was faithful. His experience had led him to that point of knowing that what God had brought him through, even in the 3 years that they'd been in captivity in Babylon, that they'd lived on vegetables, they knew that God had been faithful and kept them safe. And so God, on the dependency and an experience he had, he trusted God for this next step. My question this morning is, do we or are we trusting God for the next step that he has for us? Do we know what that next step is? Not always. But are we trusting him for what lies ahead? We started this morning talking, or Kay started talking about dreams. And we related to Wimbledon and Simona, who obviously her mum had a dream for her to win Wimbledon. There's a line from South Pacific that says, if you don't have a dream, how can your dream come true? I believe God is the giver of dreams. And that if we don't have a dream, perhaps we should be asking God for a dream. The New Testament talks about asking young men to dream dreams and our old men to dream dreams. That sense that actually dreams are a really important way that God communicates with us. It's not the only way, as we know. So if you've not had a dream from God, perhaps I could encourage you to ask him for one. Ask him for a dream. Ask God to reveal something that is hidden, that is a mystery, that he might reveal it to you through a dream. The other person that I'm reminded of who had a dream was Joseph. Joseph and his Technicolor dream coat. In fact, did you know that show celebrated 50 years anniversary last year? And they tell me it's coming back to the Palladium this year with some of the previous stars that have played Joseph. But that sense that the story of Joseph, he had a dream, but he didn't really know how to handle it with his brothers. You know, he said that his brothers were going to bow down and worship him. Well, his brothers weren't going to take that line down, were they? And so they didn't, and they beat him and sold him off to slavery, and so the story goes on. Joseph had a dream, and God was faithful to that dream and fulfilled it, and it did come to pass. I wonder, Daniel was given the ability to interpret dreams. You could say that he was given divine wisdom. Not only wisdom to speak to the official, the king's official, Arioch, that he had to speak to him with great wisdom and tact, but also God gave him wisdom as he spoke to the king, as he revealed the dream to King Nebuchadnezzar. God did what was impossible to man, but easy to him. So where is our trust with God today? Is our trust strong and we believe that God has got our back, as it were, and that we're walking on this journey of faith and he's with us and we're anchored? Or is it that our faith is a bit wobbly and we feel less secure? Deuteronomy 3, 31:6 and Hebrews 13:5 says this, "God will never leave you or forsake you. He will always be with you, no matter what. That is the promise that God gives to us as his people, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So if you have a recurring dream, but you don't know how to interpret it, we'd love to pray for you this morning. We'd love to pray for you and help you discern that dream, because we believe God gives us the power, as he did with Daniel, to discern those dreams. Or maybe that you haven't had a dream from God, but you'd like one. We'd love to pray for you as well, so that you might get that dream, so that God might speak to you through that. God loves to communicate with his people. Does God love to communicate with his people?
Yes.
He does. He does. As I said, dreams is one way. As we're talking about dreams, I thought it'd be appropriate that we perhaps focus on that this morning. So if you'd like prayer for that, we'd love to pray for you today. But I'm going to draw to a close now. But just that sense that as Daniel and his three friends trusted God, pleaded before God, God was faithful and answered their prayers. Let's continue to press in to pray for our loved ones. You know, as God is revealing dreams to Muslims that don't know God and yet experience him through a dream. Wow. What does that say about our God? That he is awesome. That he's got it in control. And that we just need to ask. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you shall find. Open the door and it will be open to you. It's simple. But we make it complicated, don't we? We do put barriers in the way. But let's trust God for what he has for us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you this morning, Lord, that your heart is to commune with your people. Grant us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Grant us that ability not to be babblers in prayer, but Lord, to wait on you, to hear what you are saying, so that, Lord, we might walk in that call of God, that we might walk in the obedience of the path that you've set before us. And Father, if we're in that place where we've received a dream but we don't know what it is, we pray, oh God, that you would bring interpretation for that dream. And Lord, where we've not received a dream from you, I pray, Father, that, Lord, there those that are in that place, Lord, that you would speak to them through dreams in the days and the weeks ahead. We simply ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.